My name is Mark Strassman. I'm a Wi-Fi consultant and a publisher of the Unwired Los Angeles website, which you can find by going to Etopia Media, Etopiamedia.net, and clicking on Unwired LA. I want to thank you for giving me this chance to speak today. I'm recording this at 5 o'clock in Valley Village. I'm posting it to a web server in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm possibly playing it back to you now over a wireless laptop that's sitting here next to me in the Browdy Constituent Service Center in Van Nuys. In 1864, the French classicist Fustel de Coulanges wrote a book called The Ancient City. This was 101 years before the Watts riots, and he wrote that the demise of many of the Greek city-states was caused by what he said was too great an inequality. And I think that 150 years later, it's important that we realize that that's still a problem, that there have been riots in Los Angeles in literature in the Day of the Locust, the Watts riots in 1964, the civil unrest in 1992, and addressing the issue of social and economic inequality within this city, which has great wealth and great poverty, is an important issue that I think Wi-Fi can address. What I'd like to propose is that the neighborhood councils, which have been set up by Mayor Hahn and the city government to empower the residents of Los Angeles on a neighborhood-by-neighborhood basis, be encouraged and facilitated to establish themselves as local Wi-Fi service providers for their neighborhoods, and that everything else that's happening, this panel, the mayor's plans to lease hundreds of thousands of sites throughout the city for infrastructure that can be used for wireless communications, be put together, and that those neighborhood councils become the focus of providing broadband wireless access to everyone in the city of Los Angeles. Maybe it should be free, maybe it should be charged for, maybe local businesses in exchange for publicizing themselves and doing business in these neighborhood nets could subsidize the service. Maybe the city should subsidize the service in areas that don't have the ability to do that themselves right now. But in any case, I think that working with the neighborhood councils and your panel and the mayor's office and the rest of city government, it ought to be possible to build those Wi-Fi networks in every neighborhood in the city of Los Angeles. I had a conversation earlier today with the press deputy in the mayor's office about the $100,000 that Mayor Hahn announced today would be made available to each of the 85 certified neighborhood councils to spend on road upgrades. I suggested that possibly that money could be spent for wireless upgrades, but I was told that that money is earmarked when it is proposed by the mayor and passed by the city council in the budget, and appropriated will be for road upgrades only. But I was told also that the $50,000 already appropriated for each neighborhood council could be used for developing and implementing a Wi-Fi network in that neighborhood, and that's what I'd like to suggest. I'd also like to suggest that we not forget that once those networks are in place, run by the local neighborhood councils, who could use them for educational purposes, for intra-neighborhood communications, for business development, for government, the facilitation of government service delivery and public input to the government about what they'd like to see happen, that those networks be used for voice over IP, VOIP, and provide a basic and more advanced wireless broadband telephone service to the residents of those areas, and provide them with an alternative to the expensive monopoly phone service now made available to them by telephone companies. I'd also like to suggest that we look into TV OIP, television over IP, that would allow residents in each and all of the neighborhoods to receive video programming over the broadband Wi-Fi network, and spare them the difficulty and expense of receiving those video signals from monopoly cable companies. That's about all I have to say. As a further idea that you might want to consider, I think that the mayor's suggestion that light posts and traffic signals and other city property be used as sites for wireless communication, I think we should consider, and here I'm not saying we should have a police surveillance state, I'm saying we should think about the possibility of putting Wi-Fi compatible webcams, video cameras on many of these sites to provide, perhaps only for the people who live in a neighborhood, an ability to look around the neighborhood through localized webcams within their neighborhood, so they could use those to watch their children, to see how the neighborhood is doing, and generally facilitate their existence by giving perhaps only the residents in a neighborhood and not some omniscient police authority the ability to do that. But if you want to give it to an omniscient police authority, that's a political decision that the city can make as well, and use that as a means of fighting crime and spurring economic development. I want to thank you for this opportunity to talk to you, and I hope that as we move forward, these and other ideas will be used to use the power of broadband wireless communication to benefit all the people in the city of Los Angeles. Thank you very much.